الحمد لله نستغفر ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد First and foremost, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted us the month of Ramadan again. These opportunities Allah ta'ala gives us, Ramadan, Hajj, and many other occasions throughout the year, through which Allah makes means us for us to turn to Him more and connect to Him. We find that our lives are passing by, but our conditions are not changing. Ho rahi hai umar mithle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Life is melting like a piece of ice, slowly, slowly. Life is going away. 1 second gone, that's 1 second less of our life. 1 hour gone, that's 1 hour less of our life. 1 day gone, that's 1 day less of our life. 1 year gone, that's 1 year less of our life. Some of us are now 20, 40, 60, 80 years old. But when we reflect upon our life, going back all these years, and the many, many Ramadans that we have come across and have gone in our lives, the question is that have all these previous Ramadans made a change in our life? The purpose of Ramadan is so that we can acquire taqwa. Taqwa is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Refraining from all those things that displease Allah and do all those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that our condition, what was last Ramadan to this Ramadan, is still the same. Ala inna fil jasadi mudghatan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in the hadith that Allah, listen very carefully. Inna fil jasadi mudghatan. Verily, inside the heart, inside the body, there is a piece of flesh. Idha saluhat saluhat jasadu kullu. When this piece of flesh is in a good condition, the whole body is in a good condition. Wa idha fasadat fasadat jasadu kullu. And when this piece of flesh becomes dysfunctional, it becomes ill, it's not in a good condition, then the whole body also becomes dysfunctional. Ala wa hiya al-qalb. Listen carefully, this is the heart. We all know that on a medical point of view, when the heart is in a good condition, the body functions well. Our limbs function well. But when the heart is not in a good condition, for example, somebody may have gone through a stroke, Allah Ta'ala protect his, or a heart attack, then the body does not function normally because the heart has been damaged. And once the damage takes place, it is irreversible, it is difficult for the body to function normally. Similarly, is the spiritual condition of a person's heart, my friends. When a person commits a sin, cancer, there are four stages of cancer. The highest stage of cancer is the fourth stage, where the chances of living is more or less impossible. It's not impossible, it's more or less impossible. So spiritually, there are five stages of cancer. Spiritually, there are five stages. When a person commits a sin, then they are in the state of marad. Marad is illness. When a person commits a sin, that means the heart is ill. The marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the heart. And as a result of this, the person commits a sin. Because we don't have the istidhar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we don't have the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person commits a sin. Like the munafiqeen, on the outside, they were behaving as if they are Muslims, but in the inside they were not Muslims. So similarly, when a person commits a sin, it is like an act of kufr. Kufr is when somebody goes out of the fold of Islam. Allah Ta'ala protect us from that. But an act of sin is like committing an act of kufr, because a person will only commit an act of sin when they don't have the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will go against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first stage of the spiritual cancer of a person is marad. And it's very important at that time, my friends, to make sure that we take immediate steps. Like when a person becomes ill, the first thing we do is we go to the doctor or the consultant, and we take immediate steps to get rid of this illness before it gets any worse. But then cancer, if it's left, it goes to stage 2, if not then 3, then 4, and that's it, khalas. Similarly, the spiritual condition. So the first stage is marad, where the heart is ill, the person commits sins. And if a person does not do anything about that, in the first stage, then the heart goes to the second stage. The second stage is deviation. When the person becomes deviated from the path of goodness, from the path of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَ مِنْ أَبْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَالتَّأْوِيلِ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ التَّأْوِيلِ. Those people that get diverted. So this is second stage of spiritual cancer. Then they go into the condition of zayg. Zayg is where the person gets diverted. Now it becomes difficult to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it becomes difficult to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they start coming with their own interpretations regarding certain things. And they start their own interpretation regarding Quran, regarding Hadith, that no, I don't agree with this, this is the correct interpretation, zayg. Now you can see where this is going. Now when a person's condition of the heart has reached stage 2 spiritually of zayg, then it goes to stage 3. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَيَّكَ الْهِجَارَ. Then the person's heart goes to stage 3, which is qaswa. Qaswa means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then hardens the heart. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. And then Allah ta'ala hardens the heart. فَيَّكَ الْهِجَارَ. It becomes like stone. And even regarding stones, Allah Ta'ala says, regarding stones, that there are certain stones that water even gushes out from them, streams gush out from them. But the heart of insan, when it becomes hard, then it's difficult for it to become soft. So when a person from marad, from the stage 1 spiritual cancer, does not do anything about their illnesses, their spiritual illnesses, the sins that the person is committing, then that person goes on to stage 2 spiritual cancer, which is zayg, where the heart now is being diverted from the right path. And when a person goes to stage 2 and he still doesn't retract, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha, that all believers turn to Allah with a sincere repentance. Yani go back to your original condition, your clean condition. But when a person does not do that, they do not retract from stage 1 marad to stage 2 zayg, and then they go into stage 3, which is qaswa, where Allah Ta'ala hardens the heart now, it becomes difficult for anything to go inside. And when it becomes difficult for anything to go inside, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it to stage 4. Stage 4 spiritual cancer. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبُّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah Ta'ala then locks the heart. Allah Ta'ala locks the heart. Now, up till these stages, as you can see progressively, the person is being moved more and more away from the right path, from the path of guidance, from the path of hidayah. Now we can imagine that when a person's heart becomes locked, so it's become hard, it's become diverted, it's become hard, it's become locked, what can happen more after that? خَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala then seals the heart. Now nothing good will go in that person's heart. When a person's heart is sealed, like some of the kuffar and mushrikeen of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Allah Ta'ala sealed their hearts. Abu Jahl, for example. Abu Jahl's destiny of being destined to Jahannam was in the very first initial stages of Islam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the people of Makkah, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was commanded by Allah to make now open announcement of calling people to Islam. He called the people of Makkah. He stood before at Mount Safa, and he said to the people that if I was to tell you that there is an army coming to attack you, would you believe me? And they all responded, yes, we would believe you. You are Sadiq, you are Al-Amin, you are truthful, you are trustworthy. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave them what's the word? Dawah towards Islam. And one of the very first persons to reject this and rebuke this was Abu Jahl. And he cursed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As soon as he cursed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed the surah Lahab, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab. That curse be on Abu Lahab. This was his seal. Because he was a staunch enemy of Islam. So in the initial stages of Islam, he was already doomed for Jahannam. Because he made lana, curse upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah himself cursed him through Surah Lahab. So when a person's heart becomes sealed, khatamullahu ala kulubihim, it is now virtually impossible. I'm not saying it is impossible. For a person even at that level, Abu Sufyan, he was also a staunch enemy of Islam, but he still had a bit of a soft spot in his heart. As a result of this soft spot, Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayah at the time of Fateh Makkah. So the question is now, what can we do to recondition? We take our cars for air conditioning, isn't it? So now we need to do this with our hearts, my friends. A few days of Ramadan left. Not long left now. A few days. And very important nights. It's a time, chance to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cleanse our hearts. So just the way there are five stages of cancer, spiritual cancer of the heart. Similarly, there are five things that can help us to change the condition of our hearts. Like I said in the beginning of the lecture, my friends, so many Ramadans have gone by, but our conditions are still the same. Last year we were missing Salah, this year we are still missing Salah. Last year we were lying, we are still lying. Last year we were swearing, we are still swearing. Last year we were doing somebody over, we are still doing somebody over. Last year we were not truthful in our business, we are still not truthful in our business. This means that all these Ramadans that have come by, all these Eids that have come by, have not made any change to our lives. So how are we going to change this condition now? Now we need a solution. So number one, the ulama say, is tadabbur of Quran. Yani, ponder over the Quran. Afala yatadabbur al Quran? That do they not ponder over the Quran? The Quran is there for us to understand and ponder over, not just to read. Yes, read as much Quran as possible. Read as much Quran as possible. But we need to understand the message of the Quran, my friends. And until we do not understand the message of the Quran, it is going to be very difficult for us to soften our hearts and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, tadabbur fil Quran, understand the Quran. How are we going to do this? To do this, we have to sit with the ulama. We have to sit with the scholars. Not try to understand it on our own. If that was the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sent us the Quran just like that. Said, here, go, people. Read the Quran, understand it, and do amal. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the prophets, to help us with understanding the Quran and the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help us, to guide us. So after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innamal ulama warathatul anbiya, that the ulama are now the inheritors of the anbiya, the prophets. So in order to understand the Quran, learn the Quran, understand tafsir, learn hadith, we have to go to the ulama. We have to go to the ulama. Whether one likes it or not, whether one thinks that they can sit with the Quran themselves and try to understand it. This is now going back to the condition, the second condition of Zayg, where a person becomes diverted in trying to understand the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran himself regarding فَمَّ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ فَمَّ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِ. That those who get diverted are the ones that try to understand the Quran themselves. They are making their own ta'wilat. So to understand the Quran, we have to be in the company of the ulama. That's the only way, my friends. Can we make a claim that we know everything about medicine just by reading the books on medicine? Or we know everything about law just by reading the books of law? No. Nobody's going to recognize you or I as a medical doctor or as a qualified lawyer just by reading the books. So how is it possible that we can become qualified interpreters of the Quran and Hadith by just trying to read it, understanding ourselves without the guidance of the ulama? This system of understanding the Quran has come down from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through to the Sahaba, through the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, and right up till now through all the ulama and mufassirin, muhaddithin, right up till now. That this system of understanding the Quran, learning the Quran and the Hadith has to be done through teachers, which is qualified ulama, qualified mufassirin, qualified muhaddithin, qualified fuqaha. So, tadabbur fil Quran. Time is short. Well, time is finished now. Very quickly. Number one is understanding the Quran. Number two is qiyamul layl. Wake up at night for tahajjud. Do tahajjud. Now in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we are, mashallah, very instrumental, everybody in this. Taraweeh and tahajjud, alhamdulillah. But even after Ramadan, keep it up, tahajjud. If you can't get up, at least then before bed, 2 rakat salah before bed, with the intention of tahajjud. This will also help to, inshallah, soften our hearts. Number three is dua at the time of suhoor, and generally dua as well. Ya Allah, soften my heart. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Ya Allah, do not divert my heart after you have given me hidayah. Very important dua. Very important dua. And number four is, of course, fasting in the month of Ramadan, which we are doing, alhamdulillah. And beyond Ramadan also, try to inculcate and establish the practice of sunnah fast during the whole month, Mondays and Thursdays, the ayam abid. And finally, like I said, is sitting in the company of the pious and the ulama and the mashayikh. These things, inshallah ta'ala, tadabbur fil Quran, qiyamul layl, dua at the time of suhoor and general dua, fasting and sitting in the company of the pious, these five things will automatically, inshallah, tackle the amrad and the illnesses of the heart, inshallah ta'ala. Very important nights at the moment and very important dua to make. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni, that, oh Allah, you are the forgiver. The meaning of af over here, one is where Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is forgiving and forgetting. But af, when a person asks Allah for af, that means Allah Ta'ala completely wipes out our sins altogether. Completely. It's forgotten. Completely forgotten. So this is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught Aisha radiallahu anha that on the night of Laylatul Qadr, Aisha, read this dua, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. O Allah, please forgive me, grant me afwa, because you love to give afwa, grant afwa, and make dua for our families also, our parents also, children also, and make dua for the whole ummah. May Allah Ta'ala give you and I all the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu rabbil izzat amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-musaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Apologies for taking 4 minutes, 4.53 seconds extra minutes. Jay? Ji, azan ho jaye.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a few announcements. Request for dua for brother Yusuf Azad. He's been diagnosed with cancer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa'i kulli inshallah ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala grant all those that are unwell shifa. And those that are in hospitals, grant them shifa also and return them back to their families as quickly as possible, inshallah. There's a few other announcements that need to be made. So just a reminder from Mona Lokat Sahib with regards to the gift aid forms that need to be completed. Everybody is reminded to please register to complete the gift aid forms. So anything that you give in the path of Allah to the center, inshallah, the center will benefit further with an additional 25% of our donations coming to the center. So I think there are some QR codes or scanning stuff that you can do on your phone and just register yourself. So please do that ASAP. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, Saturday the 14th, there's an open iftar for there's a community iftar with the non-Muslim neighbors. So any non-Muslim neighbors that you know and would like to take part in the iftar program, then please bring them over here, inshallah ta'ala. And the message is circulating in the community as well, so keep yourselves updated with that as well. So tomorrow, inshallah, arrival 5 o'clock to 5:15. Program starts about 5:15, and then there'll be iftar breaking of the fast, inshallah ta'ala. And finally, tonight there's a wrestling demonstration by the LMA Academy after Isha. Isha is at 8:15, so try to participate in this also, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah. Yes, please, as usual, come on, we shouldn't have to make announcements anymore. Everybody, fill in the gaps, fill in the rooms in the front, and move forward so that those that are coming after can join easily. If you can stand up, yes, stand up and make your sufuf, fill in the gaps properly. Come on, otherwise I'll keep you behind in detention. Huh? With this, gee, fill in all the spaces, please. Look, we are. In fact, you are already in detention anyway. We're late today. Huh? And then you'll complain to Maulana. Oh, Maulana, the namaz is being too late. This, that, and the other. And it's not our fault. It's your fault. What do you mean?
Some people are standing.
Yeah. So your heels should be behind. So you see the straight line. In the sufuf, the heel should be at the back. Yeah? The heel, just at the back. Jazakumullah. So you fill in all the gaps, stand close together, shoulder to shoulder, and the hearts will be connected. MashaAllah, look, there's so many brothers as well. They're still coming. So let's make sure there's space for everybody, inshallah ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلاح حي على السلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نستغفر ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وتلاوتنا في شهر رمضان اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك عفو العافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بك بعظمتك من أن نقتال من تحت أرجلنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء ونعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول آفيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم احفظ الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظ المسلمين في ملك في كل مكان اللهم احفظ المسلمين في غزة اللهم احفظ المسلمين في السودان اللهم احفظ المسلمين في اليمن اللهم منصر إسلام مسلمين اللهم احفظ حرمين شريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مؤمنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا وصد الخلل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت
وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات الله والصلاة والسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك ذي الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We begin as we always begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is due all praise. We ask Him to send salutations upon the best of mankind, upon Muhammad, his family, and all those who follow his way until the day of judgment. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again. Sorry. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again that He has allowed us to benefit from another day and another month from amongst the month of Ramadan. And we ask Him that He accept our qiyam, our standing, our siyam, our fasting, and our ibadat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, in which he says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. An individual who does not give up speaking lies and acting in accordance with lies, acting in accordance with falsehood, ill behavior. If somebody doesn't give up lying, and if somebody doesn't give up ill behavior, then Allah is not in need of him leaving his food and his water. Allah is not in need anyway. The point of the hadith being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward such a fast in which somebody is leaving off his food and water, but yet sentence after sentence he's lying. Somebody comes to buy something, he's lying, oh, this is the best car you'll ever see and no defaults or whatever it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reward such a fast. With the last few days of Ramadan remaining, I'd like to touch upon, inshallah, a very pertinent topic. And khutbah, inshallah, we'll try and wrap up by 35. We'll stick to the timing, inshallah. And that is the topic of the fact that as Muslims, as believers, we should be ever conscious of what we say. We should be ever conscious of our tongue. Because the tongue, let alone having the ability to create and demolish households, the tongue has the ability to create and demolish empires. Therefore, it is important that each and every single individual is aware of the gravity and the severity of the tongue. In the morning when we woke up today, this is not something we would know. This is from the ulum al-ghayb. This is something which is unseen, unknown to us, told to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the morning when we woke up, all of the body parts, they turn to the tongue. The hadith says, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ ابْنُ آدَمْ فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَاءَ كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ اللِّسَانِ. They all turn, not to the mind. They don't turn to the mind and speak to the mind. They do not turn to the heart and speak to the heart. The body parts in the morning, they turn to the tongue and they address the tongue. And they say, اتق الله فينا. Fear Allah, be conscious of Allah in our regard. إن استقمت فإنما نحن بك. Us body parts, we're just followers, you're the leader. فإنما نحن بك. If you are good, we shall also be good. But if you are evil, then we're only going to follow your way. إِنْ إِسْتَقَمْتَ إِسْتَقَمْنَا وَإِنْ إِعْوَجَجْتَ إِعْوَجَجْنَا. If you stay straight upon the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will also be straight. But if you deviate, if you go crooked off the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِعْوَجَجْنَا, we will also deviate. Some muhadithun mention here that فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ means our situation is dependent upon you. Because when an individual gets into trouble, how does he get into trouble? A lot of the times it's because of what he says. But it's the rest of the body that has to deal with the consequences. He gets into a fight with somebody. He swears at somebody. It's his face that's going to get bashed in. It's his nose that's going to be bleeding. It's his arm that's going to be broken. The tongue is sitting safely behind the teeth. Even the teeth might get smashed in, but the tongue will stay intact. And so some muhadithun have said, this is what فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكْ means. And both translations are not contradictory, both are complementary. Likewise, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has advised us, sometimes we think of controlling the tongue as long drawn out conversations. Sometimes it is a mere kalima, a single word or a phrase. And what's more even frightening is a lot of the times we're not paying attention to the phrases that we're saying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith that to the next mirror, إن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمة من رضوان الله تعالى لا ينقي لها بالا يرفعه الله بها درجات. There's a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He utters, what does the hadith say? A kalima. A kalima is a word, a phrase, a short sentence. And what's interesting is the hadith says, لا ينقي لها بالا. He's not even paying too much attention himself. Somebody's feeling down, and he goes and puts his arm around him, brother, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. For him, it's just, I met this guy in the mosque, he was feeling down, I said something to him. No big deal, he carries on with his day. But for the individual he's spoken to, this has changed. This might have saved him from suicide. This has changed his entire trajectory. And so because of this one word, يَرْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتِ, his grading in Jannah, his stages of Jannah are increased. He's climbing the stages of Jannah. His son comes to him, his daughter comes to him, his parents ring him, ask for a favor. Yes, no problem, Abu, I'm coming, I'll sort it out for you. Just a small kalima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his ranks in Jannah. However, on the flip side, the hadith also says, وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيْتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. The flip side is also true. You have an individual, a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He utters a kalima, not a full drawn conversation, not a half an hour discussion, not a 40 minute debate. He offers a kalima, a word, a phrase, and لا يلقي لها بالا, and he's not thinking too much of it. But because of this one phrase, he ends up in the pits of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Somebody's feeling down already. Somebody's already being bullied for so long, and he comes along and passes a sarcastic comment against him. His father rings him. I'm busy right now. Could you not find another time to call? His son or his daughter comes to him. Somebody does something. Are you blind? Are you deaf? I've told you so many times before. Kalima, just one word. And because of this one word, perhaps he's broken somebody's heart. Perhaps he's broken the heart of his mother, his father. Perhaps he's broken the heart of his Muslim brother, sister. يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. This kalima will land him into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Likewise, there's a hadith from Uqbah ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu, in which he says, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam a question which all of us should be asking, and I'm sure many of us would have asked also. مَنْ نَجَاهُ, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you talk about Jannah, you talk about Jahannam. How can I save myself? مَنْ نَجَاهُ, how can I save myself from the five Jahannam? How can I save myself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tell me a cheat code. Tell me a shortcut. Get to the point, tell me something concise, right? Sometimes we don't want to hear these long lectures, we just want to get straight to the point. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him three pieces of advice, one of them in relation to today. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكْ, take control of your tongue. Take control of your tongue. In fact, the word أَمْسِكْ, when you grab hold of something, there's an animal trying to run away, you grab hold of the reins. There's somebody trying to run away, amsik, you grab them. And the connotation of the hadith is that the tongue is running loose. You need to take control of it. Rein it back. Hit the brake sometimes. Amsik alayka lisanak, take control of your tongue. For the sake of the hadith, the other two parts, wal yasa'ka baytuk, and try and stay as much as you can confined to your homes. If you go out, you socialize too much, you'll get into unnecessary conversations, ghiba, this and the other. Wabki ala khati'atik, and cry over your sins. But the first advice is the one in relation to today. Amsik alayka lisanak, take control of your tongue. Likewise, there is a lengthy narration We're tight on time, so we'll cut through a lot of it and we'll just get straight to the part which is concerning for us today. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he says, one day I was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were traveling. Obviously when you travel long journeys, sometimes somebody with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll hold back, somebody else goes, sometimes it's on his own. So he realized, I'm in a one-on-one situation with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's nobody else here with him. I'm walking, obviously people are around, but right now I have his undivided audience and ear. And so he takes advantage of the situation and he begins to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions about Islam, about Iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks to him about Salah, Zakah, and the list goes on about Jihad and some other stuff. Obviously time is tight, we won't get into all of that right now. And then at the end of this conversation, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, who is known as the faqih of this ummah. He says, ثُمَّ قَالْ أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِمَلَاكِ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. Oh Mu'adh, you've asked me about Islam, Iman, Jihad, all these things, fantastic. Shall I not inform you of the crux of the matter? بِمَلَاكِ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ, meaning you've asked all of these things which are fine, but let me tell you something, if you act upon it, all of the above will become easy for you. You'll be able to encompass Islam. Like I said, like a cheat code, a shortcut. What shall I tell you something which if you get this, you have nipped it in the bud? And so obviously Mu'adh ibn Jabal says, Bala ya Rasulullah, of course tell me, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes out his tongue, he grips his tongue, and he says, كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. O Mu'adh, take control of your tongue. Take control of your tongue. Now, many of us would have grown up learning about Islam, but this is the time when the Sahaba are still learning about Islam. And so Mu'adh is shocked. He thought that on the Day of Judgment, whatever you say, you're not accountable for that. It's only actions that you do. And so Mu'adh says, فَقُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ أو إنا لمؤاخذون بما نتكلم به. أو Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you trying to tell me that we will be held accountable for the words that we say also? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فكيلتك أمك يا معاذ. Arabic phrase, may your mother lose you, mean may Allah have mercy on you, O Mu'adh. Come on, I expected you to know this. فكيلتك أمك يا معاذ. وهل يكب الناس في النار على وجوههم أو على مناخرهم إلا حصائد ألسنتهم. I'll paraphrase that. There will be many people who will be thrown headlong into Jahannam. They will be thrown headlong into Jahannam because of the words that they choose, because of the words that they say. It could be the actual words, it could be the timing of the words, it could be the tone of the word, the attitude and the underlying tone behind the words also. So these are all ahadith which show us the gravity and severity when it comes to the tongue. One or two muhadith, one muhadith and we'll wrap up inshallah, we've got a few announcements also. The Prophet ﷺ has given us a blueprint, very easy rule to follow when it comes to taking care of the tongue. If you follow this one rule inshallah, we'll save ourselves from a lot of trouble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. This is a hadith, many of us would have learnt it when we were small, actually in Maktab, in Madrasa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, meaning if you are a true believer, if you claim and you profess Iman, then that individual, فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت, then he should either speak good or remain silent. If you remain silent, We've all seen the Hollywood movies, right? You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do will be used against you in court. And so likewise, anything we say will be used against us in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, always err on the side of caution. If you're unsure, always err on the side of caution. Better to stay silent than to say something. This applies to what you're saying. This also applies to what you're typing and what you're communicating. With this, inshallah, we conclude. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us all the ability and understanding to look after our tongues and be mindful of what we say. Right, okay. Just the announcements, inshallah, so we can start on time as well. The collection bags are going around, so make sure you do give your donations to the masjid. On that note, because
like many masajid, our masjid is also a registered charity, which means we are eligible for gift aid. If anybody does make a donation, then there'll be a gift aid form electronic sent out after Jum'ah on the group, inshallah. Make sure you fill that out. That allows the masjid to claim back up to 25% gift aid also. Likewise, tomorrow Saturday we have an open iftar. This is mainly designed for the non-Muslims of our community. If you have, again, messages gone out on the group, so you can just take a look at that, inshallah. If anybody has non-Muslim neighbors, colleagues, whatever the case may be, you want to invite them to come over, please do invite them. However, just to reserve your space, inshallah, reserve their space so that we can make arrangements accordingly. And lastly, is we've had post-Tarawih sessions almost every day in Ramadan. Today we've got a session by LMA Academy. They'll be doing a wrestling demonstration. Brothers are requested to join that. And I'm sure brothers will be aware also, Masjid Al-Aqsa has been closed for the past 14 days. In the month of Ramadan, last 10 days of Ramadan, last Jum'ah of Ramadan, there was no Jum'ah. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate we're reading Jum'ah today. In Palestine, in Jerusalem, Masjid Al-Aqsa, there was no Jum'ah today for the past 14 days. This is not something which is happening in isolation. There's many things happening around it, building up to it. Nonetheless, brothers are requested to keep the situation in their minds, in their hearts, and continue to make dua for this also, inshallah. Before we start the khutbah, if I can ask everyone to stand up, move forward, and make the steps, inshallah. Jazakumullah. Just check the rooms are filled also. Jazakumullah. Fill the first rows first. So ensure the rooms are filled also, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Sorry, some brothers have parked very, very inconsiderately on the road, on Third Court Road, just outside the gates. BMW looks like a grey 5 series. Please move it immediately. There's another car there also. Please move your car immediately. So inconsiderate. Can't believe that you can behave like this.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله من نجاه؟ قال: أمسك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: إذا أصبح ابن آدم فإن الأعضاء كلها تكفر اللسان فتقول: اتق الله فينا فإنما نحن بك، فإن استقمت استقمنا وإن اعوججت اعوججنا. وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمة من رضوان الله تعالى لا يلقي لها بالا يرفعه الله بها درجات، وإن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله تعالى لا يلقي لها بالا يهوي بها في جهنم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فاعلموا أن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وعليكم بالجماعة، فإن يد الله على الجماعة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في غزة وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم واكفهم شر أعدائهم من الكفار والمنافقين وسائر المفسدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، اللهم واحفظ المسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك وانصر أهله المرابطين. اللهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وهو حر يا قوي يا عزيز. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. If brothers can stand up please, inshallah, make the sufuf. Want everything okay? Just everything is not okay. Thank God. Inji.
Okay, if this number plate belongs to you, please move your car. If your car is not moved, you are delaying 250 people from reading their salah. KP25UWT, KY75DKO, VN62OXF, and LY18ZCX. One of these is parked across the road, half on the grass, half on the pavement. The pavement is for walking, not for you to park. Please move your cars immediately. If you don't like being told to move your car, you are welcome to go to any other masjid or walk to the masjid. Yeah? But behaving like this, parking inconsiderately, seriously, what is wrong with you, man? Ramadan, people are looking at us and we are causing difficulty for our neighbors. Allahu Akbar. Last week we actually received an email insulting us because some of you people's parking. So that car belong, any of these cars belong to you, please move them so that we can all read our salah. Please move inside please. There's a lot of people waiting outside, still waiting to get in, inshallah. Being kind and considerate will be very helpful, inshallah.
Brother, just have a look on that shelf there. There might be a cloth inside there. One of the brothers doesn't mind having a look there. Ali, yeah, have a look in there. Yes, sir. Inshallah, please try and squeeze up, make space, inshallah. Well, try and squeeze in as much as possible. Can everyone take one step forward, please?
If others can take one step forward, inshallah. We're still struggling with space. If you can take one step forward, we'll be able to... not in this room, yeah, this room's fine. The front rooms are fine. It's the musalla, inshallah. If you can take one step forward. Jazakumullah. Okay, let's move him, inshallah. Ilyas, you come this way. Ilyas, you come this way. Have some, you come forward. Yes.
Would you start or waiting? Okay. Let me know, inshallah.
One minute.
Bismillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. لا يسأم الإنسان من دعاء الخير وإن مسه الشر فيئوس قنوط ولئن أذقناه رحمة منا من بعد ضراء مسته ليقولن هذا لي وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رجعت إلى ربي إن لي عنده للحسنى فلننبئن الذين كفروا بما عملوا ولنذيقنهم من عذاب غليظ
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر فذو دعاء عريض قل أرأيتم إن كان من عند الله ثم كفرتم به من أضل ممن هو في شقاق بعيد سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق أولم يكف بربك أنه على كل شيء شهيد ألا إنهم في مرية من لقاء ربهم ألا إنه بكل شيء محيط الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله